WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Former President Trump arraigned in federal court on what is now his third criminal case against him, this time charged in his attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss.
In many ways, what unfolded here at U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. was just like any other arraignment of a criminal defendant. Those happen here every single day, as they do in courthouses around the country. But former President Trump is unlike any other criminal defendant, and the case in which he's charged is unlike any other in American jurisprudence, one that asks whether a sitting president can spread lies aiming to overturn the will of the people and cling to power.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. After being expelled earlier this year, then temporarily reinstated, both Democratic Tennessee Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson have fully won back their state House seats following a special election. Two Chinese-born U.S. Navy sailors under arrest accused of being spies for China. This is ABC News. The latest medical mystery involving a disease that's been around since biblical times. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on health officials who are tracking cases of leprosy.
Around 200,000 cases of leprosy are diagnosed globally every year. Now it's suddenly turning up in the United States, primarily in Central Florida.
The question that is in our minds is, why is that increase happening?
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Clipper De Almeida says 159 new cases were diagnosed in the U.S. in 2020. While it was a killer in the Dark Ages.
The good news about leprosy in 2023 is that it is a treatable disease and most people get cured.
Although it can mean a couple of years on antibiotics. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A hole-in-one helping lead to a hole-in-one for investigators. Sumter County, Florida sheriffs say they arrested Robert Moore for aggravated manslaughter after they say his picture at a local golf course celebrating a recent hole-in-one helped identify him. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair
their attractions and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy,
Whiskey in My Water,
and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies, overnight with lows around 65. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tomorrow, 82. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 63. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms. Sunday, once again, lows level off around 65 overnight. Highs reach 82 tomorrow, lows level off around 63 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump arraigned in federal court on what is now his third criminal case against him. This time, charged in his attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss.
In many ways, what unfolded here at U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. was just like any other arraignment of a criminal defendant. Those happen here every single day, as they do in courthouses around the country. But former President Trump is unlike any other criminal defendant, and the case in which he's charged is unlike any other in American jurisprudence, one that asks whether a sitting president can spread lies aiming to overturn the will of the people and cling to power.
ABC's Aaron Katur. After being expelled earlier this year, then temporarily reinstated, both Democratic Tennessee Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson have fully won back their state House seats following a special election. Two Chinese-born U.S. Navy sailors under arrest accused of being spies for China. This is ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 65. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 63. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms, Sunday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 65 overnight. We should top out at 82 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Andrew Hitt's an attorney, you know, the former head of the Wisconsin Republican Party. These folks signed on. They know what they were doing. They're not dumb people. I mean, Eastman's writing memos. Who do you know writes a memo? I don't know anybody writing memos. These guys are writing memos. And the point is, they didn't do this out of ignorance. They didn't do this because they believed it, as the indictment seemingly is. They did it because they wanted to hang on to power. They did it because they wanted to disenfranchise your vote. They did it because they wanted to overturn democracy. That's not something that dumb people or smart people, that's just what they do. That's a craven, power-hungry people. That's what they do. So don't dismiss this as, oh, they didn't know. Of course they knew. Of course they knew. Everybody knew. Trump knew. His White House attorneys told him. Everybody around him told him. DOJ told him. Everybody knew. So you are either, if you take that position, part of the conspiracy and no longer and have no right to be around the halls of power, or you are actually that ignorant and you also have terrible judgment and you should not be in power. Either way, the MAGAs, the fraudulent electors, all these attorneys, they should not be anywhere near this. So I have to reiterate that. These are smart people. They knew what they were doing, and they were doing it to defraud this country. They're doing it to overturn our democracy and take away your vote. They don't want your vote to count. They don't want you to decide in a democracy who the president should be.
You know, I wrote a memo one time.
Yeah,
not exactly a torture memo or even
fishing.
Let's steal the election sort of memo, Dom. One in my lifetime.
What was the memo?
It was, if you use the bathrooms near the studios, leave the fan on. let's just use an abundance of caution and just leave the fans on in there. Okay, everyone?
Rudy, it's always good to remind yourself of those things. 844-967-2789. Tom from
LA. Only memo I've ever sent in my professional career. Leave the fans on.
Hey, Tom, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the way you spell Republican is V-I-C-T-I-M. They're a bunch of victims. I just can't get over the fact of how they have, at one time, was supposed to be the party of personal responsibility to now just being the biggest crybaby victims I have ever seen in my life. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves, are people that are victims.
Tom, isn't it crazy how these Republicans can twist their logic when the cult leader is under criminal indictment? Suddenly, the FBI are the bad guys. You've been watching Dragnet and stuff since the 1950s. When did the FBI become the bad guys? As soon as they came after our criminal guy.
Yep, that's how it goes. But I'll tell you what, any of you Republicans out there, if you want, join the Democratic Party. We're not a bunch of victims. You know what? When we actually do something, we actually say it. You've been victims ever since George War Criminal Bush lied us into two wars and so on. You know what? Take your party back. Stop being victims and start standing up for something and you know, be definitely people of your word. Thank you.
They're not going to do any of those things, Tom. Really, Donald Trump is going to win the Republican nomination under at least three different sets of indictments, two federally, one in New York. I suspect Bonnie Willis will drop her indictments as well. Dom, it only makes him more appealing to the Republican base. Come back with us. The Happier Happy Hour, the Hump Day Edition. Crudy on the road. I think I'm on the air. You can join me here and Dom and Anya at 8:40.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood.
blood. CivicMedia.us/giveblood. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app. I'm